1248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Snow is piling up in the plains and steadily moving east. In Kansas City, Missouri, City Manager Brian Platt says road crews began preparing 48 hours before the first flurry.
We've been pre-treating our roads for 2 days before the storm. We really shouldn't get to a moment where the roads are impassable.
The Mid-Atlantic is expected to get hit tonight into Monday morning with as much as 8 inches of snow in some areas. Congestion pricing went into effect today for congested areas of Manhattan. The cost, $9 once a day for passenger cars during peak times, $2.25 otherwise. As you can imagine, it's not popular.
It's going to confuse people. It's going to hurt the city. People aren't going to shop as much in the city.
We've begun to say goodbye to our 39th president, CBS's Jim Krasula in Atlanta.
As many as 2,000 people per hour will be able to pay their respects as the body of former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Blizzard-like conditions have hit the plains and are making their way to the Mid-Atlantic. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says winter storm warnings are widespread.
Travelers should anticipate significant disruptions anywhere along the path of this storm. We're expecting dangerous travel conditions, as well as the potential widespread tree damage and prolonged power outages.
The big storm is expected to bring hail and heavy snow to parts of at least 25 states. Congestion pricing went into effect today in Manhattan. It'll cost $9 to drive a passenger car into the congested part of New York City during peak times. Some drivers are cynical about the intent.
It's a money grab. It's got nothing to do with congestion.
Officials say it'll make it easier to get around the streets of Manhattan, and some of the money will be used to improve mass transit. WCBS-TV reporter Christy Kalishian says some drivers are already turning thumbs down on the fee.
You hear those tires screech. They're just like, nope, turning around.
The nation has begun saying goodbye to its 39th president.
I'm Jim Krasula in Atlanta. As many as 2,000 people per hour will be able to pay their respects as the body of former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center until early Tuesday morning. It will then be flown to Washington, D.C. for an official state funeral on Thursday.
The nation has begun saying goodbye to its 39th president. As we indicated, after the funeral, Jimmy Carter returns home to Plains, Georgia one last time. He'll be buried next to his wife, Rosalind, near the home they built in 1961. Bundled up against freezing temperatures and snow, hundreds of South Koreans rallied overnight near the residence of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, calling for his ouster and arrest. Reporter Nemo Kim in Seoul says some of the president's supporters showed up, too.
These are real die-hard pro-Yoon and anti-Yoon supporters. I saw some scuffling, physical scuffling between some of the supporters, many of them braving out the freezing temperatures for several nights in a row just to support or oppose Mr. Yoon.
Police have been trying to take Yoon into custody over his short-lived martial law decree. An American official tells CBS News the State Department has informally notified Congress of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel. Edward Mitchell is the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
The war, the genocide, as we see it, needs to end. The hostages need to get out, and we need to move towards true peace, which is a Palestinian state. That's not going to happen as long as Netanyahu thinks he's going to keep getting blank checks, $8 billion here from our government.
This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report shows that Wisconsinites are being put in jail for unpaid parking tickets, and people of color are at even higher risk. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The report by the ACLU of Wisconsin shows most municipal courts across the state don't issue jail sentences or fines, known as carceral sanctions, but some still do. ACLU senior attorney Emma Shakeshaft says it seems that burden falls harder on under-resourced residents.
The detrimental effects of these forfeitures in general, and especially warrants and commitments, fall disproportionately on communities without resources, financial resources, and people of color.
Of the more than 200 municipal courts in Wisconsin, the report says about 52 still impose jail time and fines. If you find yourself in a municipal court and can't afford to pay your tickets, Shakeshaft says you have the right to request what's known as a poverty hearing to request payment alternatives. But the report says instead, most of the courts that still use carceral sanctions implement aggressive tactics, like jailing people for unpaid tickets to increase enforcement and funding. Shakeshaft notes some people have multiple unpaid tickets for city ordinance violations, from traffic or parking tickets to disorderly conduct and issues with vehicle registrations.
Paying that off can be an incredibly difficult task, and for people who can't afford it, they're just continuously kept in the legal system.
The ACLU of Wisconsin is asking that all municipal courts across the state end these practices and implement what it calls a more rational and equitable approach to addressing these debts. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies and a light northwest wind today as highs top out in the upper teens. We'll be in the upper single digits tonight with a few more clouds across the area. For Monday, mostly sunny skies return north winds with highs reaching the middle 20s. It's zero at our studios.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tens of millions of people in almost half of the states are in the path of a powerful storm. It'll drop a lot of snow and make driving dangerous. Here's CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Watches and warnings extending now from the East Coast all the way up through the plains and into the Rockies and the Canadian border.
Congestion pricing has gone into effect in Manhattan and not everyone is on board.
We live here. We shouldn't have to pay extra to move around.
Drivers will be charged $9 once a day to enter the congested part of the city during peak hours. Jimmy Carter's body is lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. His son, James Earl Chip Carter III, spoke at a memorial ceremony there.
And the two of them together changed the world.
In a few days, the flag-draped coffin holding the body of the 39th president will be flown to Washington, where Carter will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before a state funeral at the National Cathedral. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.